Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Roderick, you're on in 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put my shoes on.
2, 1. Shelter.
Baby, I know, I know the way to pray. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
dark time. Hey, baby.
Thou shalt condemn every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment. We have the authority to condemn every tongue that speaks against us. Now, most of God's people are suffering from words that have been spoken against them in church, the workplace, home, but God has given us the kingly authority. Satan's greatest weapon is to condemn us to death. But God has given us the authority to condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. You will experience this in the workplace, in churches, among kinfolk, The disciples did not realize their authority. We have power over all of the powers of darkness.
And upon this rock, I'll build my church.
Upon this truth, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when he said to Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, he was not talking about the four walls of the place where you worship. He was talking about you, building you up. Isaiah 66:1, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and many people have been employed by him. Join me tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as I talk about Satan's armor, the accusation of the enemy.
God bless you.
somebody to give you a sugar pill and say it'll take away your headache. Don't you know man is so silly?
Yes.
Number one, the spirit of fear causes man to create his or her own laws to protect their self-interest. You see, when you operate by fear, listen closely, we kill God's influence in us. We don't kill God, but we kill God's influence in us. In other words, Satan that comes to steal and kill is successful. If you don't believe Satan comes to steal your faith, kill your faith, you are out of your mind. The real anointing brings opposition.
Yes.
First, by those that are close around, count of the cost.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm talking from experienced people.
That's right.
You lost your mind. I'm trying to help you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, folk will change on you. And if you don't know that, you'll be walking by faith and everybody be shouting that you're saved. Ooh, the glory of God is on this person and that person. You go ahead and get serious about God. Those same folk that were speaking in tongue and happy for you, they'll look at you funny.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. Get really deep in God and get serious about God and start saying, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right. Oh, yeah, them same folk that was rooting and tooting going to turn on you. And you know what some people believe? That what I'm saying is negative.
Because
they're used to these old jellyback prophets.
Come on. Yes.
Tell me something good.
I have a question I want to ask you. I'm married. I've been married for some time. And I'm saved. I'm a Christian, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I speak in tongues and the Spirit of God gives me utterance. So I love the Lord. He good. He real good to me.
My God.
And my husband, see, I like Christian music. That's the only thing I listen to. I listen to Jesus Saves. I like Kirk Franklin. I like Yolanda Adams, Mary Mary. I even like Rance Allen. I love me some Rance Allen. Hallelujah. Talk about faith in Jesus. That man sure enough can sing. My husband, see, when we be intimate together, he wants to listen to R&B. See, I want to listen to Christian music because I think the Lord is watching me in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he's not pleased with me listening to that R&B music while we're together intimately. The Lord is there watching everything that we do. And I just want to be saved. I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want the Lord to search me so he can see everything.
I'm listening.
And I want him to see me doing right. And that R&B, that's of the devil. It's wrong. It's sending folk to hell. I don't support it. And all of them people go to hell.
Oh.
If they don't get it right. What do you think, Rock Papa?
Your problem is church.
My problem is what? Church.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to lay my religion down right now. See, you don't know me. I used to cut people in the world. I don't have to stand here and take this. I'm a woman of God. And you said you was the Rock Papa. You said that you was a man of God. And I believe you're going to give me the truth. And you're going to see it and lie to me. Oh, no. I can't take this. I don't have to listen to this.
My problem is the truth.
She's saying, church brought me through. Church saved me. Sanctify me, fill me with Holy Ghost. But I will cut you. I will cut you right now. You don't know.
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah.
To all the lovers in the place.
Because somebody look big eyes and look deep and start speaking in a tongue, and people think, oh, he's spiritual. He prophesied. Lord Jesus, did you see him go? Ooh, he was sweating. He took the sweat off of his neck and put it on me, and I fell out. It might have been because it was funky. You got to watch who blow on you. Some people are suffering from gum disease.
Love Talk Radio.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, he blew. Ooh, I felt the heat. Yes, you did. Talk about it was the fire of God. Yeah, okay. Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, bless God, and nobody was in the room, and you said, oh, loose here. And Colgate was saying, come here. Me and my queen, we honor each other. If we just feel like just laying there, we put the sheet over our mouth and we talk.
Yes.
That's called respect. Kiss me. You better go brush. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
I bind that spirit. Rebanda shakaraka. Rinse. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. Rinse. You better be careful. You walk up to somebody and go, hallelujah. Uh-huh. You'll get a ticket. I love everybody. I promise you I do.
Thank you. believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Hey, baby.
Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Rock Father is on now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Roderick Owensby. I'm going to be talking to you about the weapon of the tongue. You know, gossip, backbiting, and slander is the character of Satan. You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The tongue is more powerful than any atomic bomb. You know, half of the world is composed of people who have something to say and can't back it up. And the other half have nothing to say and keep on saying it. Most people are repeating things that they have heard from something or somebody that they have respect for, whether that person is negative or positive. It's normal to talk. You know, the tongue is dangerous. We need to examine the importance of keeping such a dangerous weapon under control. You'd be surprised how many families are torn up by the tongue. Wars and rumors of wars because of what somebody said. We have to keep this mouth, this tongue, under control. There are times I have to repent because there are times that I've spoken in anger and there's times that I've spoken out of season. The Lord has given us the tongue of the learned that we may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And he causes us to awake spiritually so that we can understand the seasons of God. If you don't know the seasons of God, you can speak out of turn. 2012 is the year where there's going to be a great move of God concerning promotions. You're going to hear about a lot of people that's being promoted by God. Then you're going to hear people that God has fired. There is a supernatural presence of God that is being released in the earth. God is releasing those that will speak what God has said. There's a restoration of the fivefold ministry. But I want you to know there's good news. God is releasing the leaders after his own heart. The spirit of Elijah is in the land that will restore the hearts of the fathers back to the children. You know, David said in Psalms 39:1, he said, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. The scripture clearly condemns and warns us and is full of examples of the dangers of uncontrolled tongue. Moses sinned with his mouth, and it kept him from the land of promise, his earthly inheritance. Now, our tongue can keep us from our earthly inheritance, earthly blessings, earthly wealth, inventions, prosperity, long life, no premature death. It is a promise of God. Jumping to conclusion. You know, most people don't have the patience to try to find out the facts, but they will jump to conclusions. There's a spirit in America and in the world. To murder character is truly a crime as to murder the body. To slander a brother, it's like stabbing someone with a dagger in the back, like an assassin. Character assassination is once easier and surer than physical assault, and it involves far less risk for the assassin. That little soft thing that's in our mouth that we taste our favorite foods with, we can taste the seasoning, the flavor, the juices of a steak, is the most dangerous organ in the body. Character assassination is one thing that Satan uses often. He did it to Jesus. He did it to everyone that is of positive influence. The spirit of gossip, this personality, this is what gossip says. This is what I believe gossip will say.
Hello, my name is Gossip. I have no respect for justice. I reign without fear. I break hearts, and I ruin lives. I am trained. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. nobody's friend. One iconic a reputation. It is left the same. I topple governments and wreck marriages. I ruin careers and cause sleepless nights. I spawn suspicion and generate greed. I make innocent people cry for their pillows. Even my name is I am called gossip. Telephone gossip. And don't forget, church gossip. I make headlines.
Before you repeat a story, ask yourself, is it true? Is it fair? Is it necessary? If not, shut up. We must have an honest heart to examine our lips, speak, and to see that we are not guilty of destroying or encouraging the sin of gossip. When you look at the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, the scriptures speak on the subject of the tongue. One who speaks as a slanderer with malice about another. You go to Psalms 15, 1 through 3. A secret slanderer or hidden gossip of a sly tongue. You go to Proverbs 25 and 23. This is one of the things that would keep most people out of the presence of God. A whisperer. This is like witchcraft, defamation, evil report. To spread a rumor, to slander, Proverbs 10 and 18. Backbite, Psalms 101 and 5. A talebearer, to speak into one's ear in an evil sense, 2 Corinthians 12 and 20, and also again, Romans 1, 29 through 30. Busybody, meddling about others' business and matters, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. One might ask, when does my speech condemn me? We have to consider what gossip is in the sight of God. We have to look at the personality of gossip. Will I help or hurt a person? These are the things that we should look at. Will I hinder their positive influence by repeating an information received? Would it be better left untold? Even if it's true, will anyone be edified if I repeat this information? Proverbs 11 and 13. What is my motive for telling it or repeating what you've heard? Gossip, slander is secondhand information, and there is no guarantee that it's true. Am I really seeking to build or destroy, or to hurt or heal? Will I cause unnecessary suspicion about this person by repeating the information? If so, I become guilty, guilty, guilty. You can never build yourself up by tearing others down. Is the information true? Is there any basis for it? Think about those things before you spread something. Will anyone be made better by telling it? This information about something or someone, will it help? What's the use? Will I help the one who is spreading the rumors by receiving what he or she is telling me? You know, most people are cowards. They're too afraid to tell a person, stop. Let me get this brother or this sister and repeat the same words that you're saying to me now. You would never have trouble with people if you're bold enough to do that. You know, since you stand up in church and talking about how much you love the Lord or preaching or shouting or prophesying, if you're too scared to tell a slanderer to shut up, well, bless God. Don't be a coward. So if you receive something, you're just like somebody that is with someone that's committing a crime. But if you are with a person that is stealing, you are just as guilty as the one that stole. There's always two sides to every controversy. Am I assisting and strengthening the character of the one whom I allow to gossip about others? Don't help a person destroy themselves by listening to mess. Hear this. Most people will end up in the same or similar situation of the person that they are spreading a rumor about. It's almost like God has set the law in motion, an unchangeable law. What you sow, you will reap. You can sow discord, but you will reap it. This happens at the workplace all the time and in churches by those who are jealous and envious. You can start a rumor about somebody because you're threatened by them and try to destroy or diminish their light and their character. God will always fix it where that thing will come full circle and the gossiper end up trapped in his own device. You know, if you dig a ditch for somebody else, you can dig it just as nice, have the measurements all together, but you're digging it for yourselves. Here's a woman that just gossiped about another woman being divorced. Oh, she just tore this sister down. This person would spread the rumors and just dog out this woman of God. But some years later, this woman ended up in the same situation of the person that she slandered and tried to destroy. When you judge yourself. We're not talking about general conversation. We're not talking about spiritual correction. We're talking about people that have a motive. I'm going to destroy this person because of this and that. It's like a woman that fell in love with a man. And then when the man didn't marry her, she started rumors about him. Let me get on the phone. Let me talk about this man. Let me dog this man. But she never told anyone that she was between the sheets too. Most people that slander and spread rumors about a certain individual have been directly involved. But then so many people are too afraid to tell their associate or friend to shut their mouths. Some people are so weak, you just have to have friends. Just sit up over people's house and just sit down just looking at them, you know, in the name of friendship. We kick it. No, you're kicking each other. Break the cycle of gossip and you will break the cycle of witchcraft in your life. Some people are going to go through the same thing every year. It doesn't matter if you move geographically. And there are some people who wonder, what is my hindrance? What is my problem? Well, if you're a slanderer, if you're a gossiper, the only way you can come out from under that is repent, go to those people and make it right. You don't take an ignorant person not to want to be right about what they say. Just talking and running their lips and spreading rumors. Without even having a sense of pride to want to be right. You should want the correct information before you talk about it or repeat it. Human nature, I mean, you ought to have some type of pride. You ever been in the church and a person get up and quote a verse in the Bible and tell you where it is? It's not there. You ever hear a person preach and they talk about Moses, but they're using Samson in the place of Moses? You ought to want to be right when you open your mouth. There's a lot of people that have been hardened, hurt through gossip. Ask yourself, if I allow a person to gossip about another person, can I in good conscience say that you are that person's friend? If a person is bringing you hearsay or gossip, can you really say that you're a true friend? Come on, wolf talking to another wolf? Come on, a serpent talking to another serpent? Fork-tongued snake crawling on your belly? If you spend your time slandering, it's worse than drugs. Well, that's my friend. That's how she is. Something wrong with your brain. If you're calling yourself a friend to a person that is a slanderer and you never correct, don't say, I just love her. You're a liar. You know, I hear people say this, I just love her to death. Why would you want to love somebody to death? Love them to life. So when you hear something and there's something that is bad about another person, you ought to feel obligated to go to that person and let that person know that they are wrong. Or you will be judged as though you are that person that is spreading lies and rumors. You know, I believe this. Unless the Holy Ghost reveals the truth, there is no truth. Yeah, I believe that. You can gossip about something that is true, that happened, but your motive is to tear down a brother or sister. You are the devil's child. How can you tell me I'm the devil's child? I'm a child of God. That's if you are a peacemaker. If you're not a peacemaker, you are not a child of God. I don't care who tell you or who prophesy you into being a child of God. If you're a troublemaker, then your daddy is the devil. Did I say it? Yes, I did. If you're a peacemaker, then your daddy is our heavenly father. It is that simple as 1, 2, 3 and ABC. If you're causing all kind of hell and you running folk down and you being unfair and you getting around people that agree with your gossip, you see gossipers hang around gossipers. You can't get a person who loves the gossip around a mature Christian because a mature believer is going to bring correction in the face of the person that's spreading rumors. Some of y'all got some friends, they like being around you, you know, because they know you're a trash can Christian. That's why I don't pay attention to people that's acting all excited at the revelations and the teachings. I watch the people that are believing and receiving and manifesting fruit. because you got some excited demons. How many people have left active service to Christ because of unfounded charges and allegations made and received by others? Read Proverbs 18 and 19.
Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time. He told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Now shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost.
Blog Talk Radio.
Roderick, you're owning 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put my shoes on.
2, 1. Cell phone.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Rock Father is on now.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rock Father.
Tell me about, I hear about Romans 1, you know, and I'm like, what's up? You know, you telling me I can come to church and get some help, but then when I come to church, that makes me feel like gutter trash. What's up? So, you know, just help me out with this. Spit me some lyrics, you know. Let me know what's real, real. I mean, you know, if I'm going to hell because, you know, I dabble over there. You know, I understand men and men and women and women. It's a different alternative lifestyle. It's not just about men and women. It's a bunch of stuff, you know. What about, you know, when they were back in the day when they had all these wives and stuff? Some of that's still going on today. These were kings in the scripture. Tell me about that. Was Jesus upset with that? You know, was God upset with that? But nowadays, it's like these people in the church want to tell me I'm going to hell because I do something. When I read the book, they don't tell me that, you know, Jesus hate me. They hate the singing. He know me. I talk to him every day, you know. If I talk to him every day, and you know, he don't give me no lip. He don't be trying to make me feel like I'm low. But what he does is he tell me, you know, I'm his own. Sure enough, I got to do some things, and I know I got to get some stuff right. I'm out here trying to live the grind, do the thing every day, talking to him and asking him for help. Because if I can't help myself, definitely I got to go to him. The words say acknowledge him in all my ways. And that's what I do. I say, yo, Jesus, this me. You know, you got. You know, some of you call me your girl. But tell me, what should I do? I need your help, man. If you can help me, God. You died on the tree. You died on that cross for me. You knew back then that day that, you know, I was going to do some things. You know, I was going to, you know, not be perfect. But then when I say, look, Lord, I need you. I ask you, I ain't perfect. I come to you. I get on my knees and stuff. And I say, look, Lord, I need some help. I'm liking this woman. I was born with breasts. I need your help. My dude over here, he liking God. He need his help. What do we do? Rob Father, I'm telling you, I'm coming to you because I know you're going to spit it real to me. You're going to keep it 100. If I ain't getting it 100, I'm going to tell you. If I ain't getting it 100, I ain't even trying to go to this church. I could talk to a man on the street every day who won't tell me the truth. If I can't go to the church and get the truth, I don't even want to go. I'm telling you, I'm straight up. If I can't get the real, real, I don't want to deal with it. And look, I talk to God before I talk to anybody else about this thing, you know? I'm going to tell him, look, dude, I ain't even with this. And, you know, he accept me talking to him like that, you know? I could tell him what's real about my heart, you know? I could sit down and write him a letter. I could just tell him the truth about me. You know, I tell him, I ain't with this. I ain't liking all this dress stuff. I ain't liking all this girly stuff. And am I wrong because I ain't girly? Am I wrong because I'm not pretty in pink? Or, you know, am I wrong because, you know, I'm not like these mugs? You know, these folk in church, they be hypocriting and stuff, and then they want to dog me and make me feel like I'm low. I don't even want to go there, man. You know, that's why I come to you, Rod Father. Because you know what? You're like, you know the streets. You know how it is out here. You know when I go out there and slang and I get my stuff. I got to pack my paper. What I do with that? You don't look at me like I'm low, man. You make me feel I'm all right. And then you're going to tell me the truth. And then you're going to let me do what I got to do with that truth. You ain't going to tell me where I'm going to hell. That's why I appreciate it. Why don't you give me some information on that, man, you know? Get at me, man. Tell me about that because I really need to know. You know, even the young people, you know, they want to act like they thuggy thug over here. And then when they get at the church, they whole different people. Invite me to church and then they different when I get there. Tell me about this homosexual lesbianism thing. Because you know what? I think there's alternative lifestyles up in that church. Most of them folk be judging me for stuff I think they deal with in their own issues, you know? Tell me about that.
Yes, I understand how you feel. You know, many people have lifestyles. Some have lifestyles of gossip and slander in the church. Many have a lifestyle of two-faced. Many have a lifestyle of holier than thou. Everybody's wrong but them. Yes, Romans 1 addressed homosexuality. But sin is sin. Don't you ever let anyone make you feel that you are less than them because you have an open sin. Or should I say, out of the closet. How many Christians are trapped in the closet with their own personal issues and sins? Sin is simply coming short of the glory of God. Listen, you are no different than the preacher in the pulpit. You are no different than the choir singer. You are no different than musicians, the bishops, the pastors. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rock Father.